Blog Talk Radio.
One, two, here I go.
Well, I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be fed. Yeah, I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be fed. Well, you can feed my body, but you really gotta feed my head. You know I'm hungry.
All right. I'm just going to stop my friend Gaye Adegbolola right there in her tracks talking about being a hungry woman, because we are some hungry women here tonight on Mind, Body, and Soul Food. Welcome, everyone. I am your host, Tanya Parker, here to dish up some deliciously delectable consciousness-raising creations for your mind, body, and soul. All right, so just to let you know a little bit about myself, I am the creator and owner of Mind, Body, and Spirit Works. And our mission is to facilitate restoration of balance to mind, body, and spirit through divinely inspired holistic healing and educational services. As a natural wellness consultant, a body worker, energy healer, and a former psychotherapist, I am truly committed to addressing our mental and emotional, physical, and spiritual needs in the healing process. So this radio program, which airs second Sundays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Mind, Body, and Soul Food, provides an opportunity each month to expose our listeners to a variety of holistic healers who can nourish our mind, body, and soul. So we know with these recent weather spikes we've been having, at least here in the D.C. metro area, that summertime is here. It may not have reached the solstice yet, but it is indeed here. And this is a time where we've been sliding, or for some of us, stuffing ourselves into our swimsuits. And this time of year is pretty similar to New Year's, in my opinion, when so many people are setting resolutions around fitness, because people are focused on their bathing suit bodies. And unfortunately, and I speak from my own experience in the past, fitness has become the other F word to some people, and it's associated with all things icky and uncomfortable. However, this evening, I have a wonderful panel of fitness professionals who have learned to turn fitness into a good F word, fun. So we have bodacious belly dancer Amira Salah, Zuman Zumba instructor Kelly Knight, and pole dancing diva April Johnson Tom. Welcome, ladies, and happy soon to be summer.
Hello.
Hi, thanks for having us on, Tanya.
Yes, thank
well,
you.
I am so thrilled that you all are here. And I have to tell you, your being on the show has generated a lot of interest. Folks have been asking about the show and the different people and what you all will be doing, and I've been posting your pictures and your profiles on Facebook, and some of the information is on the Blog Talk site and my website. And I do have some men actually who are like, okay, I want to see if they have something to say for us. So I know you have something for everyone. I wanted to give you a chance to introduce yourselves to our listeners. Just tell us a little bit about who you are, if you are affiliated with a company, what is your vision or mission around fitness, et cetera. And I don't know, who would like to start?
All right, I'll start first, Tanya. This is Amira. My full name is Amira Salah. As you mentioned, I am a local belly dancer. I dance locally in the Maryland, D.C., Virginia area, as well as I performed and taught in the Canadian market. Been was first initially exposed to belly dancing about 10 years ago when I saw a sign on a health food store called Everlasting Life. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that store.
Oh, yes.
And just saw a sign that just caught my eye, and I was like, that's belly dancing. That seems interesting. Had never been exposed to it before. I've always in my heart felt I was a dancer. Never had any formal dance training other than just dancing in at home. And I just thought this is something interesting and went and checked out a class. And like I said, it's been about 10 years, and I've been hooked ever since. And I've been teaching for the last 4 years and enjoying it. And just I just love letting people know about the health benefits of belly dancing and to just show women that any woman, whether you're 5 years old or 80 years old, you can be exposed to belly dance and pick it up like it's nothing because it is a natural form of dance. And it doesn't matter what size you are either.
Well, you know, I was just going to mention that before the other ladies chime in. I wanted to tell you, Amira, what attracted me to belly dancing was that, you know, the more Zaftig or Rubenesque woman could belly dance and do it well. I watched it for years at my college. When I went to the College of William & Mary, they had a belly dancing troupe, and they would perform. And I even took a class like maybe 6-7 years ago, and when it was over, I was done with belly dancing, but it stuck with me. And then I was doing it on and off a couple of years ago. But it wasn't until I encountered your class back in November of last year that I've really been sticking with it. So your commitment has been really apparent, and you have done such an amazing job. So I wanted to thank you for inspiring me.
Thank you.
And belly dancing.
Thank you. And that's my goal. That is truly my goal. Because there's a lot of women, you know, you were exposed to it in college. A lot of women have never seen belly dancing. And, you know, just to explain to people the historical aspect of belly dancing, that it's a dance by women for women. And, it just celebrates the woman's body, the woman's sensuality. And it's a great workout. At the end of the day, it's a great workout.
That's for sure. I can attest to that, me and my tired muscles. But we'll get back to that. Who wants to go next to talk about themselves?
Okay, I'll go. Hi, this is April.
Hi,
also
April.
Hi. Also known to my pole dancing diva, Cinnamon.
Okay.
Yes.
One of my favorite spices. Yay. Okay.
Exactly. Hi. I discovered the art of pole dancing actually about 5 years ago when I was looking for something different. I got tired of just going to the gym and doing regular aerobics classes and stuff like that. So I needed something that's also going to challenge me, that I wouldn't get bored with. And 5 years ago, I was looking online and I discovered Body Talk, which happened to be located in Laurel, Maryland, which is not far from me. And I took my first class there, and I've been hooked ever since. And so it's been about 5 years now, and I've been teaching for about 4 years now. And yes, what I discovered about pole dancing, it opens up your mind as though a lot of people, when they think about pole dancing, they want to equate that with the strippers in the strip club. And it's so much more than that. It is a total body workout for your arms, your legs, especially your core, which is the foundation of all fitness, is your core muscles. And it will help strengthen and tone. It will also help women feel more free about themselves. It opens up their minds. And another thing with poles, like, well, I think I need to be a size 2. Not actually, we've had ladies come in there from size 2 to 22. Who work the pole?
Oh, that's good news.
Yes. And it gives
because
them
I'm supposed
sense.
To take a class with you. I'm not
yes,
a 22,
don't worry.
But
well,
you
you're
know.
Working with your own body weight. And like I said, if you don't love yourself, then who else will? So you have to learn to work with what you have.
That is
the truth.
And in
the process,
truth.
It'll help you lose weight and get fit.
All right. All right, wonderful. Well, we'll talk more about that as well. We'll give Kelly a chance to talk about Zumba.
Yes, hello, everyone. My name's Kelly. I'm a licensed Zumba instructor. I think now that Zumba's starting to get more popular, people are learning what it is, but a lot of times I still hear people say, well, what is Zumba? They hear the word, but they can't actually figure out what it is. Zumba is Latin dance fitness. I've always been really interested in dancing and that's pretty much always been my form of workout. I hate going to the gym. I don't like getting on treadmills or using any kind of fitness equipment. I've always avoided that aspect of working out. So my choice of workout has always been some kind of dance. So back in, I believe it was 2006, I was in grad school and I was just looking for a Latin dance class. I decided I was going to take up Latin dancing. And I took a Latin dance class at the Latin Ballet, and it just so happened that the day that I went, the Latin dance instructor was not able to make it, so they had a Zumba instructor come in. And I absolutely fell in love with it. It was amazing to me at the end of class when they told me that it was actually a fitness program and not actually a dance class, because it felt like any other dance class that I've always taken. So that's when I first got interested in, and I just started taking the classes, and just like any other Zumba enthusiast, I pretty much got addicted to it. I was taking it 4 or 5 times a week, to the point where the instructors were like, can you please just go ahead and get licensed to teach it, because we want you to become an instructor. So in 2008, they convinced me to do it, and I went ahead and got licensed to teach it. So I started teaching it, and again, it started off small, and then before I knew it, I had several classes going a week. And so basically, when you are a Zumba instructor, you work as an independent contractor. So what I did is I opened my own dance fitness company called Renuvia Dance Fitness. And basically what I do is I just offer Zumba classes throughout the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area. And I also do special events, parties. I was shocked to know the number of people who were interested in having Zumba at, like, family reunions and bachelorette parties and all kinds of stuff. But it's been a journey that I've enjoyed so far.
Huh. I never would have thought about that. I never would have thought about that in terms of your family reunion entertainment. That's something that I will keep in mind the next time we have something in our Washington, D.C. metro area. So, ladies, a common theme that I'm hearing from you all is wanting something different. At least two of you have shared the same sense that I've had that, you know, sometimes it is hard going to the gym. Sometimes it feels so repetitive doing the workout, and I know we need to work. I know the saying is no pain, no gain. As a massage therapist, I don't necessarily believe in no pain, no gain, but certainly no discomfort, no gain. And discomfort might be in inconvenience or the repetition of it. But I do know that we can have fun while getting fit. And I'm certainly a witness when it comes to the belly dancing. And very soon I'll be a witness when it comes to the pole dancing. I'll see what I can do. I don't know. I was never good with upper body strength when it came to climbing that the rope in gym, if you all remember that task that we had to do. And then, Kelly, I have to tell you, Zumba is huge. And everyone I meet is a Zumba fanatic. I had the worst Zumba experience.
Oh, no.
And yes. And so I need to be proven differently about Zumba. And everyone I talk to absolutely adores Zumba. I happen to have a teacher who was a little bit crazed.
That's not uncommon. I will say this to the listeners to keep in mind that there are about 150,000 Zumba instructors around the world. And the beauty about Zumba is they give us the freedom of, that's why the class is different, because they give us the freedom of structuring our class. We stick with the same 70% Latin, 30% other general rhythms. But for the most part, we can choose our own music and that kind of thing. So every Zumba class you're going to go to is going to have the same structure, but the flavor is going to be different. The instructor's personality is going to be different. So if you have a bad experience, keep trying, because there's an instructor for everybody.
And I do believe in that. I mean, I've taken salsa. I loved salsa classes, and I thought Zumba would be a good fit. But, you know, when the toes start going numb and the knee starts giving out, it kind of gives you a clue that, okay, this is a bit much, and the instructor is suddenly not slowing down. So that's my personal burden to carry that I need to release, and I need to heal from that and move on. I have to tell you, I am the only one who has ever, that I have encountered, who has felt this way. Everyone else has had wonderful things to say about Zumba, and they sound just as fanatical as I sound when I talk about belly dancing. So, so that's a good thing. So you've talked about it being fun. You've talked about it being a good workout, and I know, April, you mentioned the core. And
yes.
what the pole dancing does in helping to build your core strength, which is really, really important. If the rest of you could talk about, you know, what muscle groups do you address? What type of fitness? What would someone expect when they came to a belly dancing class or a pole dancing session or a Zumba class? You know, what muscles might feel a little tired and sore the next day, and what might you emphasize?
Okay, well, I'll jump in. This is Amira again, just talking about belly dancing. Similar to the pole dancing, the focus of belly dancing are those core muscles, the center, that area below the navel. Those are the muscles that are really being worked, and hence the term, that's how we sort of got the term of belly dance, because you're working that belly, that core. But it's not just your belly that you're working. It's in really, like pole dancing, it's an all-over body workout. You're really building that core abdominal strength. You're revitalizing those internal organs, you know, the muscles that are in that pelvic region. I tell people all the time, most of us working that 9-to-5, what are we doing all day? We're just sitting in front of a computer, not moving. Belly dancing allows energy to flow through those abdominals, those reproductive organs that are sitting in that pelvic region, because that's why women tend to have a lot of reproductive issues with fibroids, heavy cramping, because we're not allowing the energy to move. Belly dancing allows the energy to move and circulate so that you're working those muscles. Belly dancing also improves your posture and balance. Other muscles that are worked and toned include your, as I've been saying this whole time, your abdominal muscles, your arms, and I know, Tanya, you can attest to the arms.
I'm trying to work on these wings, Amira, and belly dancing certainly helps.
Yes. You know, if nothing else, you're going to work those biceps and your hips and thighs. Movement is generated from your quads, your hips, and your knees moving. So it's a great workout. You can make it either a high-impact or low-impact workout.
Yeah.
And, again, your body moves how you're shaped. So the belly dance moves can be targeted to suit your body. You know, everyone moves differently, and belly dance recognizes that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, hi, this is April. And as far as pole dancing, like, it's a lot with belly dancing. You're working your core muscles, your arms, and your legs to help strengthen tone. With your arms, especially your biceps and your triceps. But a lot of people think, well, I need to do a whole bunch of push-ups and I need to develop my arm strength. A lot of it mostly comes from your core muscles. Strengthening your core will help you do a lot of the moves in pole, as far as spinning and climbing. And sometimes if you're working with your heels, that also builds your legs up as well as your calves and your thigh muscles. And believe it or not, it'll also help increase your flexibility when you're doing pole, because you're doing a lot of elongated moves on the pole, even when it's just walking around the pole. People might not know, but walking around the pole a couple of times can make you tired.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah. Walking and spinning around the pole can make you tired. But once you've done it, you feel it's an all-over body experience. It's like you have to actually take a class or experience a class to know the feeling. Like I said, a lot of people, when they think of pole, they equate it with going to a strip club and seeing somebody drop it like it's hot, but it's so much more than that. As a matter of fact, they're thinking they're trying to make it an Olympic sport.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Because there are pole competitions. As a matter of fact, this weekend, with my bipolar beauties, I go to Bipolar Fitness, my friend Island, they are in West Palm Beach right now for the pole convention. There's a national pole convention going on in West Palm Beach this weekend.
Okay. Well,
so
I have to tell you,
very athletic as well, too.
Okay. One of my nieces admitted to me, you know, I bought a pole, and I haven't put it up yet, but you know, I was kind of scared to say because of what some people think about it. And I told her, oh, that is so amazing. And so it sounds like she'll really get into shape once she gets that pole up and actually uses it.
Exactly. Like I said, people, we call it exotic fitness, which can be said for Zumba and belly dancing. It's a different form of fitness, but some people mistake exotic with erotic, and it's so much more than that.
I like that. Okay. Unfortunately, it's true. I think I experienced the same thing with massage therapy. Some people think it's something that it's definitely not. Okay. And Kelly.
Yes.
Ms. Zoom and Zumba.
Yes. Zumba is really a full body workout. If you ever look at how toned and lean a dancer's body is, that's pretty much the whole concept behind dance fitness classes, is trying to get that toned, lean body. You're really working every single muscle in your body when you take a Zumba class. When I teach my classes, I try to make certain emphasis on certain moves. Like if I'm doing squats, I'll leave them there for maybe two or three sets just so they can feel the burn in the squat. Any kind of salsa move we're doing, I'm telling them to push through it, to try to use every single part of their body in order to make that move nice and crisp and tight. And you can feel it. When a dancer dances, they're squeezing everything. They look very graceful when they do it, but they're squeezing everything. Everything is tight, and that makes a huge difference when you're doing a dance class, when you're doing a Zumba class, when you're doing any kind of class like that. So that's as far as my basic Zumba class. I also teach a toning class, and the toning class actually incorporates the use of 1 to 2.5 pound weights. And that class, it's basically the same thing as a basic Zumba class, except now we're doing more focus on toning. It targets the arms, the abs, the glutes, and the thighs. And you would be surprised whenever my students get the weights, the first thing they think when they feel them, because we're not allowed to let them use anything higher than a 2.5 pound weight, and it feels like it's so light to them. And usually by the second song, they're already ready to put them down because they don't realize how much the weight is, how much it's helping them when they're actually doing all the movements. They can feel their muscles and their arms really toning, and they can feel them working with the weight. So they definitely have several options as far as what they want to do when they come to a Zumba class or to a Zumba toning class, and you can really work every single muscle in your body.
Okay.
Tanya, if I can actually jump in, because we were all talking
about
physical benefits, but especially with belly dancing, there's a lot of mental benefits, which I failed to touch on. Belly dancing, it centers you. You know, I don't know if you feel that after class, but there are many times when I come in to teach and I've had a long day. But just teaching and working out for that hour, I feel centered and more relaxed at the end of that session. Women that, you know, may have been self-conscious about their size and their weight, they lose that. Belly dancing really promotes self-confidence in your body and, again, how it moves. I also like to tell the story of when I was pregnant with my second daughter. I danced up until my last week of pregnancy, you know, because it helped me so much. I suffered severe morning sickness throughout my pregnancy with both my children, but getting into dancing, it just made it go away for that hour, and it did a world of good for me.
Well, you know,
I'm sorry.
I was just going to say that the mind-body-spirit connection, it's very close for all of these, and I never think that anything that's impacting the body is just impacting the body, and I would imagine that all of these forms of fitness would have some sort of benefit like that. April, was that you, or was that Kelly?
Yes. No, that was April.
April, okay.
Yes, hi. I was going to say, as far as like, well, my sister-in-law Mira there, I was teaching as well too when I was pregnant up until 4 months of my pregnancy. Of course, I couldn't do certain aspects of it, but doing the pole dancing, it helped me get that much more in shape and drop that weight after I had my daughter. Mm-hmm. And it made my daughter was my second pregnancy, and I think working out and doing that made the pregnancy go a lot easier than my first one. Mm-hmm. And so, and also felt empowered. A lot of people, as I was teaching, they didn't know that I was pregnant. So
oh,
they're wondering,
really?
At a certain point, I wasn't climbing the pole, I wasn't flipping upside down. And then they were like, well, wait a minute, how come you, because normally I'm up and flipping and whatnot. And then I was like, well, I am pregnant. So, but it helped with that as well, too.
Okay, okay. Well, I have to tell you that I'm very excited about learning something on the pole. I'm not envisioning myself flipping at this point, but I'm sure there are many other things that I can do. And I have to tell you, when I first started belly dancing, there were a lot of moves that I could not do, and I never could envision myself doing. However, with practice and repetition, I'm learning that there are some things that I can now do, and I feel really proud of myself, and I can say, Amira, that I certainly feel the mental shift, the emotional shift that has come with the belly dancing. I feel more confident when I walk in the class. I think I carry my head a little bit higher. And then, you know, because I'm one of those woo-woo folks who, you know, talks about the mind, body, spirit. I've seen the difference in my writing and my creativity, because I know we focus a lot on that pelvic area, the sacral chakra area, which is addresses not just the reproductive organs and all of that in that area, but also thinking in terms of reproductive, like birthing the baby, your creative baby. And my writing has, I think, improved really significantly, and I've been more focused on it and other creative aspects of my life since I've been regularly practicing belly dancing. And now I'm even finding when I'm dancing, I don't take it to the club, because I don't go to a club. But, you know, if I'm going to a family reunion or someone's dancing somewhere, wedding reception, or if I'm doing a workout at my house and I'm doing some, I call it dancer size, I'm finding myself incorporating belly dancing moves.
Yes, yes.
And so it's not just once a week for me now anymore. And so I do see how it is coloring the rest of my world. And I'm thankful for that.
Yes. Well, I'm glad I was able to expose you to that even more. And, you know, and definitely I had another student that told me that since she's been dancing and getting better, she finds that she communicates better in her relationships. And, you know, there's always that trickle-down effect from the belly dancing and the pole dancing to the relationships that we may be in.
Well, while you're speaking of that wonderful success story with that particular student, do you all have other wonderful stories that you can share about students who have benefited from your wonderful services?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. This is April. We had one student who used to come to class, and when she first started, you could tell she was very shy, and she used to come to class with gigantic basketball shorts on for guys, and she was kind of self-conscious. With pole dance, of course, you know, you wear shorts because you need the skin contact on the pole, and everybody else in the class, you know, we relatively wear short shorts. Just with helping you making you feel sexy. It's women only, so no guys are in the class, so you don't have to feel self-conscious of being around men and whatnot. And as time went on, we noticed her shorts started to get shorter. She started wearing tank tops, and actually she said she started feeling better about herself, because at the time she was in a bad relationship, and the person that she was with kind of made her self-conscious about herself and was always, but she said after coming to the classes and she was there just about every day, she felt empowered. She got in touch with herself and her own sexuality, and she lost a lot of weight. And you could tell when she spoke with people, even when she walked in the door, she held her head up a little higher. And, you know, to make a long story short, she was able to leave him, and she felt better. She realized that she needed to depend on herself and make herself feel good. And so,
wonderful.
Like I said, with forms of belly dancing, all kinds of fitness, that's an empowering feel, especially for us women nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is Amira.
I love that story. Go ahead, Amira.
Amira, and, you know, I have just tons of different stories, but I'll keep it short. I have one of my students, she was seeing a chiropractor every week because she had really bad back pain, and she said once she started dancing with me, she was able to cut down her number of visits to the chiropractor to about once a month because she was able to loosen up the muscles in her back mm-hmm. when other forms of exercise just wasn't doing it for her. I had another student who told me that she had longer menstrual cycles and mm-hmm. belly dancing actually cut it down to like 3 to 4 days. For my personal experience, I can relate to that because mine used to last about 6 days, but dancing, it's cut it down to about 3 to 4 days, and I rarely have cramping, which I used to have before I started belly dancing. Other positive stories, I have women, like April mentioned with the pole dancing, that would cover up. And I would tell them there's nothing to hide with your body. I need to see what's going on underneath that big T-shirt to know if you're doing the moves right. And just getting them exposed, getting them out to different belly dancing events where they're seeing larger women showing off their stomachs, showing off their arms, and being proud of it. It's very liberating, and it allowed them to start coming to class and showing a little bit more skin.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Yes, this is Kelly. I'd say probably as far as weight loss, the greatest success story I've heard thus far is one of my students. She lost over 80 pounds in a 2-year period taking Zumba classes. So I thought that was really amazing.
Kudos to her.
Like the other ladies that have spoken, generally speaking, I hear from my students all the time just about how much they their self-confidence has improved. And it's funny when I saw that your focus is on mind, body, and soul, because that's actually my motto for my company. That's where I came up with the name Renuvia Dance Fitness, because it's renewing your mind, body, and soul through dance fitness. It's more than just working out. I want my students to love their bodies and to know that it's okay, that you don't have to be a size zero. You can, as long as you're healthy, if you are gaining the confidence, if you're loving your body, that's what it's all about. And I love seeing the students who start out from the back row and, you know, they come in, like the other ladies have said, wearing the large clothing. And, you know, they've got their heads, you know, hung low. And then, you know, a few months later, I see them wanting to get up on the stage with me, and they're wearing, you know, their short shorts and sport bras, and they're just having a blast. So those are my favorite success stories.
Wonderful. Those are some great success stories, ladies. What I want to do right now is pause in case there's anyone who would like to call in with questions for you all. I do see we have other callers on the line, but I don't know if they have a question or not. But if others want to call in, the phone number is 917-889-7806. Again, that is 917-889-7806. We're on Mind, Body, and Soul Food with Tanya Parker, and I have our wonderful guests, belly dancer Amira Salah, Zumba instructor Kelly Knight, and our pole dancer April Johnson Tom. You all have really been enlightening me this evening and inspiring me as well. I am just so excited about hearing about fitness, because I have worked out for years, and it hasn't always been fun. And I'll tell folks, when I was in college, I took aerobics twice. I dropped it twice. And I was in my senior year, last semester, having to take a wellness class, double the credits, because I couldn't follow through on aerobics because it just seemed so icky to me and uncomfortable. Now I'm okay with aerobics, but you know, I need the music. That's inspiring to me. And so I love the Latin flavor of the Zumba music. That's the one thing I took away from the few classes that I took, Kelly, the wonderful music. And then I love the Middle Eastern music that we listen to in belly dancing, but I also like that there are times we're listening to hip hop or reggae or other forms of music, and I can belly dance to any type of music. And I'm sure you have music as well that you use, April Cinnamon.
Yes, I use all types of music, anything from jazz to rock and roll to easy listening. I can basically put any type of music to a pole dance routine.
Easy listening, too. Okay.
Yes,
I'm trying to get a vision.
Well.
Okay. Okay. Great. All right. So we have some more callers on, but no one has their little hand raised to ask any questions. So we'll move on, and folks can call in with questions when they would like to ask questions. Now, here's a question I ask all of my guests. And I ask this question because I've been a healer for many, many years in different modalities, that's for sure. But I've always had some sort of regimen in which I am healing myself because I do realize that an empty pitcher has nothing to offer to anyone else. So we constantly need to restore ourselves. And so I'm just wondering, other than your modality that you teach, what's your personal recipe for replenishment, for refreshment and renewal? How do you nourish your mind, body, and soul other than through your various dance forms?
Hi, this is April. I said, well, I read. I like to take, working out is good for me. I run. I read a lot. I mean, I'm at home with my two children. I have a daughter who's 3 and a son who'll be 10 in September. And I'm also back in school, graduate school. So I've got a lot of stuff going on. And sometimes it gets very hectic and I just want to scream.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine. Screaming is therapeutic too. I'm a witness.
Yes. And I learned to take moments for myself, which is very important, I think, for anybody, just to get away. Whether if I, like I said, I might go outside and walk, or I just sit in my house and close the door, and people, they know this is a do not disturb mommy time,
mm-hmm.
where
mm-hmm.
I can sit and read. I'm an avid reader. I love to read.
Okay.
And that's basically, you know, it. I just, it's very important to take some me time.
I agree. And actually, before we talk to the other ladies, I do have a caller who would like to speak. So this caller is from the 917 area code, the 917 area code. Hello, caller. Do you have a question for one of our fitness funsters?
Hi, my name is Taylor. I'm actually Taylor from TaylorMade Moves. I teach pole dancing and exotic fitness.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can I interject? Oh. That is my mentor, and that's my teacher as well, too. She taught me about everything I know on the pole. She's wonderful. Have you seen?
Oh, wonderful.
She moves with the grace of a ballerina. Have you ever seen her move on the pole? She's got these long legs that you would die for. And everything
Thank
she
you.
Does, yes. Everything she does is a graceful movement on the pole. So that's, yes, that's Taylor.
Well, how's that for an introduction, Taylor?
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I do what I can.
Oh,
I'm
great.
Because I'm really into the fitness. I'm really into the mind, body, and soul. I feel that if your mind is good, your soul is good, your body feels good, you look good, everything's going to fall into place no matter what's going on in your
mm-hmm.
life.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense to me. So you've been teacher and mentor for April Cinnamon here, and so
yes.
It sounds like she's picked up some wonderful things from you.
Oh, well, thank you. I do try to spread everything that I know, everything that I've learned, everything that I've experienced, good, bad, or indifferent, and hopefully the message that I give out will either enrich your life, give you some type of informative information, make you feel a little better for just that one day or even just that one moment. You know, it always just helps when somebody's there just to encourage you because you may not feel like you can do it, and you are doing it, even though you feel like you're not.
Well, thank you for those inspiring words. I mean, I am really focused and committed to fitness, to wellness of the mind, body, and spirit. Things are falling into place so that I am working my body now to get that more in the shape that I would like to get it in, and that's why it's important to have this show so that people who have been staying away from fitness because it's seemed boring to them or too hard, just not exciting enough, they know that they have options that are out there. So thank you for calling in. We appreciate your calling in, Taylor.
Thank you for having me, and hope to do some more business with anybody who's out there who's willing to take a chance and do something different to enhance your body, your life, your soul, your mind, and your love life.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
Okay. So with that, ladies, you heard that. Wow. let's go back to our question for our other folks.
Okay, Tanya, this is Amira. Just to
Amira,
follow up with you, yes, on the question about what feeds me. And besides teaching, I also take my own belly dance classes because that really is what keeps me going. I'm belly dancing at least 3 times a week. If it's not teaching, I'm taking a class. And with belly dancing, there's aspects of yoga and Pilates that are involved with the belly dancing moves. In addition to that, I'm a fervent believer of massage. So whenever I can put my few pennies together, I am stretched out on someone's massage table.
Well, I'm a big proponent of that as well. So good for you. Very good.
Hey, this is Kelly.
And how about you, Kelly?
I 100% agree with the massage. That is my new thing to do. I love it. I love it. I love it. It's amazing to me how much it changes my entire month. Like, I've made it a point to do it at least monthly because it really changes my outlook. It just makes me feel so much better when I go to get a massage. I also enjoy yoga and meditation in my own home because I'm usually teaching Zumba about 4 times a week on average. So that leaves me very few nights to myself. And with Zumba being such a high energy, high pace exercise, I try on my nights off to do something that will calm my mind and bring me down so I'm not running at 200 miles per hour every day of the week. I also enjoy reading, and I love to cook when I can. In addition to my Zumba career, it's funny because I talk about Zumba so much, a lot of my friends forget that I actually do have a regular full-time job that I work 40 hours a week in addition to Zumba. So I have to squeeze in cooking when I can. But when I do have the time to do that, I love to cook. I love to bake from scratch. So those are pretty much the things that help feed my mind, body, and soul.
Oh, wonderful. So it sounds like you all are taking care of yourselves so that you have enough in you to help take care of the rest of us, and we are grateful for that. You know, actually, there was a question that I meant to ask a while back, and I didn't ask it. And, Amira, I know you had mentioned belly dancing is for women by women, or it was something similar to that.
Yes.
And I know that you mentioned, April, that in your pole dancing classes there are no men. But I'm curious, do men do pole dancing? And I know I've seen men in Zumba classes, not a lot, but I have seen men there. So if you all could speak to that.
Well, I'll start. This is Amira again talking about belly dancing. But, yes, belly dancing, it initially started as a ritualistic dance. Belly dancing has its roots in the Middle East and North Africa, where you have mostly Muslim as the religion. And with that religion, women tend to be segregated. They're not allowed to socialize with the men. They keep to themselves, and that's how belly dancing started. They would dance amongst themselves. Are there men belly dancers? Yes. Some of the best belly dancers are men. Is it a gay dance for a man to do? It's like any other form of dance. You have some men that are gay that belly dance, and you have other men that are not gay that belly dance. It's all about just expressing your body and feeling comfortable with your shapes and size.
Okay, I've never seen a male belly dancer, so that's fascinating. I'm going to have to Google that.
Yes, yes. and I can give you some names. There's one gentleman, Jim Boz, J-I-M-B-O-Z. He's a Caucasian man. This man looks like he's a bodybuilder, but he's one of the top belly dancers in the United States, so go figure.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wonderful. How about you other ladies, in terms of men, can they benefit from this modality?
Yes. Hi, it's April. Actually, there are men pole dancers, and with the men, it's more of an athletic. It's sort of like gymnastics on the pole for guys. Mm. And actually, if you go to YouTube and, you know, you do a search for pole dancing, it's that there are a lot of men do it. And in some of the smaller, you know, competitions, or even there's one coming up in New York, they do have a category for men who are, there happens to be one particular pole dancer. As a matter of fact, he was on the, was it the doctor's show when they were talking about different forms of fitness?
Oh, okay.
He actually did get on stage and do perform a little routine. But for men, it's more so of an athletic as far, I mean, it's athletic for women too, but with men, it's more so athletics, sort of like gymnastics. And
okay.
He'll tell you it's in great shape. His name is Josiah Grant, commonly known as Bad A, if you look him up on YouTube. But he is amazing on the pole. And some of the stuff he does, it's like, well, first of all, how do you practice to do that? And how does your body, how are you able to have your body do those things? But it's amazing. But, yes, a lot of men do pole dance.
Okay. Wow.
Well, this is,
and, Kelly, how about you? Go ahead.
Yeah, there definitely are guys who do Zumba. Generally speaking, men don't really take group fitness classes as much as women do in general. So that's why, for one, that's one reason why you will see less men in Zumba classes. But also, one thing that I try to tell the men, they may have to, just like any other person who's looking for a Zumba class, they might have to look around too, because the thing is, some Zumba classes that are taught may have moves in it that men may not necessarily be comfortable with doing. So what I tell my my classes before I start, I do have a lot of men in my classes, and what I tell them before I even start, I'll let them know, I'll say, hey, I'm a woman, I move like a woman. You don't have to move exactly like I do, because even if I do, you know, a move that is not very, you know, is not specifically per se a woman's move, because I'm feminine, it'll look feminine to the men. So I have to tell them, you know, these are modifications for you. So whenever I do a dance, if I'm in there and I'm doing a body roll, or I'm doing a hip roll, or I'm like, you know, popping my butt or doing something that I know a man is not going to want to do, if I have men in my class, I always provide modifications, and I say, okay, the ladies do this, the guys do this. And it's funny, because I always challenge the guys to take my classes, because they say, oh, I'm not going to get any workout from that. I'm not going to sweat. And 100% of the guys that have taken my class have come up to me afterwards and said that they could not believe that they sweat so much, that they got such a great workout. So Zumba is definitely for men. You may have to hunt around for a class that you like, but I guarantee you'll find one.
Well, I do know, I just heard of a male Zumba instructor here in Laurel. My partner is becoming a fitness trainer, and she's doing an internship at a gym here in Laurel, and they actually have classes by a male Zumba teacher, and so I was surprised to hear that. So she's taken his class and loved it. So once again, yet another person who is attesting to the wonderful, wonderful benefits of Zumba.
Yeah, I mean, the creator of Zumba is a man. So a lot of the choreography that we get as Zumba instructors, it was made by a man. So it just so happens that, you know, there are a lot of female Zumba instructors, and we do move in a feminine manner. So some of the guys are like, oh, I'm like my husband. I have yet to get him to try a class, because he's like, oh, I'm not going in a class like that for a woman. But I know one of these days, I've told him, I said, you'd be surprised what kind of a workout you would get in my class. But, yeah, there definitely are guys who take it, and there are definitely a lot of guy Zumba fanatics.
Wonderful to know. Well, ladies, we have just been chatting away, and our time is dwindling down. I wanted to take the time to find out, do you have any upcoming events or classes that our listeners may want to know about, any trainings or what have you that you offer, just that might be of general interest? I know there are times when, Amira, you let us know about different belly dancing events that are in the area. So if you know of something that you think our listeners in the D.C. metro area may be interested in, I would love for you to let us know about it. And also, we'd like to know your contact information in case someone wants to get some classes from you.
Okay. Well, thanks again for having me on the program. My email address is Amira Sela. My phone number, 240.
Now, hold on, Amira. Amira?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You were a little distorted, and I don't know if that was my phone or yours.
Okay.
And so I just wanted to check in with the other ladies. Were you able to hear her email?
No, I can't hear it.
Okay, so if you could just repeat that again, just
okay. And if it's been,
your email,
if you go ahead and get the contact, A R A E L A H at yahoo.com. And it's just my name all in one word, Amira Sela. My cell phone number, which is always on, 240-462-1152. Again, 240-462-1152. And you can always find me at the Laurel Community Center on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m., again, that's the Laurel Community Center in Laurel, Maryland, Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. I also do private lessons and private events. I do bridal showers. I perform at weddings and receptions, as well as women's events. So I'm always around and always available.
Wonderful. Thank you.
All right. This is Kelly. There actually is this Friday, are we coming up on the second or third Friday of the month? I believe it'll be the third Friday.
Third.
They're going to be having Happy Hour Fridays with Zucosa Fitness and in downtown Silver Spring. And these Happy Hour Fridays they're called Zumba for Hope. All of the portion of the proceeds are going to be donated to City of Hope, which is an organization that that helps raise funds for cancer. And these events are going to be held in downtown Silver Spring, right in front of the Romano's Macaroni Grill. I'm one of the instructors that's going to be teaching. They're going to be holding them from 7:30 to 9 p.m. You can buy advance tickets for $15, or you can buy them at the gate for $20. They're amazing events. For one thing, a portion of the proceeds is going to cancer research anyway. So I don't really see any downside to that there. But what they do is they ask instructors from all over this area to come in and teach, and people really have a good time at this event. If you're interested in it, you can purchase tickets at zumbaforhope.eventbrite.com. You can also, if you go on Facebook and type in Zumba for Hope Happy Hour Fridays, you can also find the event page there. Or you can email me if you have questions. My email address is zumbawithkelly@gmail.com. I also have a website. My website is www.renuviadancefitness.com, and that's spelled R-E-N-U-V-I-A, dancefitness.com.
And I teach Mondays and Wednesdays in Odenton. Those classes are actually for the residents of the community I live in. But on Saturdays, I also teach at noon at the Columbia Association Supreme Sports Club. If you want to try a class, just let me know. We can get you in for a free trial. They also offer a punch card for people who are interested in taking classes through the Columbia Association for that Saturday class, and also they have a Wednesday class at 5:45. And I can also be reached by phone. My business phone is 443-599-9FIT.
I missed a digit there in the phone number.
443-599-9FIT.
Oh, FIT, F-I-T. Okay, I thought you said six. Duh. Okay, and April, how about
yes,
you?
Yes. I offer private fitness instruction. I can be reached at 240-988-8925. My email address is anjthom@yahoo.com. And I also work with, of course, my mentor, Taylor, for Tailor-Made Moves. And if you're interested in having a pole or exotic theme party for a birthday, bachelorette, or just a girls' night out or stay fit, the number for her is area code 917-689-0757. And email address is Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, Made Moves, M-A-D-E-M-O-V-E-S, @gmail.com. And ladies, if you're in the Baltimore area, you can also check out Bipolar Fitness. And the website to go to is Bipolar, which is B-I-P-O-L-E-R, fitness.com. And that's another one of my mentors, Island. She's fantastic. She's actually at the pole convention this weekend in West Palm Beach. And she has a schedule of classes. You can go online and look at her schedule of classes if you happen to be in the Baltimore area.
Okay, wonderful. All right. So time is, we're at the very end. I would like to extend such a huge thank you to our wonderful guests, Amira, Kelly, and April, for talking to us about your fitness journey and the wonderful things that you do to put the fun back into fitness. And I hope that others are inspired to go out and try some of these group classes or private classes or whatever. You know, not everything is for everyone. And so if there's something else that's out there, and I know there's so many different modalities for fitness, that there's usually something for everyone out there. But just don't sit at home on the sofa eating bonbons. Do something, try something out, and if it's not a good fit, no pun intended, you can try something else, because we've all been there, I'm sure. So thank you, ladies, so much. I appreciate your spending your Sunday evening with us.
Thank you so much, Aaron,
for having us.
Sure. Well, I would like to invite you, as well as our listeners, to tune in again next month. Remember, we're on second Sundays at 6 p.m. And our Mind, Body, and Soul Food guest for July 10th will be spiritual life coach and grief healing group facilitator Wilma Denise Lee, who happens to be one of my Reiki Share partners. And she will be talking about transformative nature of grief. I know we often think about the different losses we've experienced in life and the downside of that, but we'll be taking a different point of view as to how we can use that grief and transform and heal from it. And so we know that will be some definite food for the soul. If you would like to contact me, Tanya Parker, a.k.a. The Natural Sister, you can email me at Tonya, T-O-N-Y-A, @mindbodyandspiritworks.com for more information about my healing, teaching, and writing services, or if you're interested in becoming a sponsor for Mind, Body, and Soul Food. You can go to my website at www.mindbodyandspiritworks.com for upcoming events and my monthly specials. And, of course, you can always follow me on Facebook, Twitter, or Blog Talk Radio. So this evening we've been treated to some tasty morsels from our fitness facilitators. For leftovers, here's some mind, body, and soul food to go from actually my Facebook friend, Lorenzo E. Sanders III. He says recreation, and I am going to pronounce it recreation, is derived from the new beginnings we all seek. When we partake in recreation, recreation, we are renewing our body energy at the soul level. Hence, a new self emerges, a new, refreshed, and alive with pleasure again. So thank you for dropping in to partake of a nourishing meal at the mind, body, and soul food table, and we hope to hear you on the next time.
One, two, here I go.